Good Sunday morning. It's 7:23, which is that time when we chat with our political analysts, Hancock and Kelly. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Well, let me start with this, the school shooting issue. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the VP candidate, along with Kamala Harris, was criticizing the VP candidate for Trump, J.D. Vance, saying he used the term, it's a fact of life that we have these things happening. Of course, that was distorting what he said. He said, I don't like that this is a fact of life, but 'tis the season for distorting what people say. So, Michael, you kind of said the other day something along the lines of, we're not going to do anything about this. You had kind of a pessimistic view. So can you elaborate a little bit?
Sure. Been saying it since those children were killed at Sandy Hook. When you had dozens of babies slaughtered and we had, you know, a week of thoughts and prayers and we had an opportunity to move some gun legislation, particularly as it relates to these weapons of war, AR, whatever they're called. They served no purpose. It wasn't what our founding fathers thought about in the Constitution. They do nothing but kill people. You know, the Republicans continue to block any type of common sense gun law reform. It's not going to change until the Republican leadership is gone and they're no longer beholden to the NRA. I am quite pessimistic about it, Scott, and feel like we're just going to continue to watch this play out over and over again. And I think we've accepted it as a society, and that's sad.
John, is there a bill out there that would stop a father from giving his 13-year-old son an AR-15 on his 13th birthday?
No, there's no bill out there. And, you know, one of the things that all these tragedies have in common is that the shooter is clearly somebody that people knew shouldn't have a firearm. And in this case, there was a warning a year prior. And it seems like it's just about in every one of these circumstances. So there has to be a way that we can keep, you know, weapons of death out of the hands of unstable people. And, you know, whether that's a red flag law, you know, whatever it may be. But I think there's general consensus that not everybody ought to have a weapon like this. And in this case, as in so many others, we had warnings.
Yeah, and it wasn't just a year ago. It was the day before. We're learning this morning that his mother called the school the day before it happened because she got an alarming text. Yes, the text was something along the lines of, I'm sorry, Mom. And this was before it happened. And previous school shootings, we've had these red flags that we can't seem to get our arms around before these things happen. And Michael, do you have any thoughts on how we can better respond to these red flags when they happen?
No. Well, we've got to implement red flag laws, and we should be doing away with these, you know, automatic weapons that are weapons of death. You know, we've had mental illness for a long time in this world, since the beginning of time. We didn't have these school shootings. And then when we had school shootings like this, we didn't have these school shootings, but when shootings took place, they weren't with the guns that could kill hundreds of people in seconds. And that's the root cause of what we've got to deal with here, Scott. And we've decided as a country, we're not going to do it. We can continue to pass these red flag laws, but as long as these guns are legal and on the streets, this is what we're going to live with. It is a reality. J.D. Vance is somewhat right.
Well, Tuesday, the presidential candidates will debate for the first time. Obviously, the last debate didn't go so well for the Democratic side. What does Kamala Harris need to do to have a better debate, Michael?
I think she keeps doing what she's been doing, which is to continue to put out a message of hope and change, joy, while also showing a command of policy when she's running against someone who will have no command of it. I think she's got to find a way to be able to ignore and swallow his childish attacks, which will come, and allow them to speak for themselves. I think if she continues to execute her demeanor the way she's been doing it since the convention, Kamala Harris is going to be in a good spot on Tuesday night.
John, do you think that Donald Trump will change his tack a little bit and not do all the personal attacks so much because it doesn't seem to be going so well?
Well, you hope so. You hope that he focuses in on a vision for economic growth, an ending of the horde of illegal immigrants that are flooding our country, and he'll focus on those things and not, you know, reduce himself to those personal attacks. I think he could have a pretty good night, but you know, if history is any indication, that's probably not the way it's going to play out.
Well, I guess get your popcorn ready for Tuesday night.
Yeah, no doubt.
Should be interesting. All right, Michael Kelly, John Hancock, thanks.
See you, Scott. Bet.